Isle to Altitude. The Crazy Alchemist. The alchemist had always been alienated from his peers because of his alarming theories. Only the most alternative universities were willing to allocate small allowances to him to further research ideas. When he found evidence of aliens living in the highest altitude mountains of the world, he was recognized as an all-round failure. It was therefore even more unfortunate that he was right. The alchemists ignored the further alienation and built an alliance of extremists to get physical proof of the alien and to alter the world's view of his theory. When they returned with photos and video of the alien, he was sure he would walk down many aisles to claim international awards and financial allocations to test all of his other theories. However, this proof did nothing to alleviate the concerns of his peers that he was truly insane. When the alchemist was alerted that the aliens were coming down from the mountains and alighting on the roofs of buildings, his peers still did not believe what he alleged. When an alien finally walked into the conference room, everything changed. In addition to being named chief ambassador to the aliens, the alchemist was allotted more honor than he had ever dreamed. All of his dreams had come true. The aliens, unfortunately, suddenly developed an allergy for human beings and started dying. The alchemist found that they were allergic to human hair, developed a cure, and saved the aliens. Now he was the hero of the galaxy.